blessed with here.
Yes.
So this sort of a opening reception is going to take place at 7 p.m. at Kanamichi.
All right. So a few different things that we can take in this week. And I want to give a little shout out to our friends over at People Helping People as well. They're going to be holding a Brock Fry fundraiser on Saturday. So while you're out kind of enjoying the weather, maybe going from location to location, drinking wine, listening to music, you can stop by there from 10 until 2, you know, and all the delicious things, including the brats, the grilled hot dogs.
All the deliciousness.
Like the pork sandwiches, all of that good stuff. And the best part is it all goes to a really great cause. It's for their Easter Adopt a Family program, which supplies low-income families in Sauk, Columbia, Adams, and Juneau counties with groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. So kind of a win-win opportunity there to get some delicious brats. And the weather's going to be perfect. Like, doesn't this weather, not yesterday, we'll just throw that to the wayside, but some of this other weather that we've had, doesn't it just remind you of spring and summer, grilling out, doing all those fun things that we enjoy about that season? So this is a good opportunity to at least start that.
You got spring training underway for baseball fans and March Madness coming up. It feels like March, if not April.
I know. And that's what we were talking about a little earlier. All of our greenery out here on Goose Poop Pond is already starting to pop up. And we're about 5 to 6 weeks ahead of schedule where we normally are this time of year. So it's a little insane. But if it means that I don't have to go through another day like yesterday with that wind, I'm okay, Ben. I'm totally okay with that. That was pretty brutal. Now, if people want more information about any of the things that we just talked about, I'm looking at this calendar of event for the month of March. It is pretty jam-packed. So if they want to take a look at things that are coming up or maybe do a little event planning on their own, what's the best place to get all of that information?
Yeah, we'll keep it simple for you. Just visit baraboo.com.
All right, so definitely check that out. Doesn't get much easier than that. Ben, we appreciate you being here this morning, and we look forward to talking to you next week as well. Thank you.
Same here. Thank you.
Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Remember, for more information about any of the events that we talked about, as Ben said, doesn't get much simpler than baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carryout. 448-2215.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on whether Donald Trump has absolute immunity from prosecution in the upcoming election interference trial. An appellate court ruled he does not. What is key to the case? The court says arguments will not be heard until April 22nd. Here's ABC News chief legal correspondent Dan Abrams.
Donald Trump and his legal team know they're not going to win the argument that he is completely immune, that the president has complete and total immunity. The question is, when do they decide that? And now, this is a really big win for Donald Trump if you look at his effort as an effort to delay.
Both Donald Trump and President Biden will be at the southern border today. Trump in Eagle Pass, Texas. Biden in Brownsville, Texas, talking about immigration reform. The second largest wildfire in Texas history slowing down as winds got quieter and temperatures dipped. The smokehouse blaze near Amarillo has still burned through 1,300 square miles. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The FBI has now offered a reward of up to $15,000 in the case of a 3-year-old Wisconsin boy who vanished last week. Elijah Vu was last seen February 20th at a residence in Two Rivers, where prosecutors said his mother had sent him to stay with a man now charged with child neglect. Searches by police and residents have so far not located the 3-year-old. Fire officials in Toma now providing an update on the investigation into the fire that happened Friday on Superior Avenue. In a Facebook post, the fire department reported that 16 people have been displaced as a result of the fire. They were living in residential areas above the businesses. The Red Cross is providing assistance. Officials say the use of an excavator to extinguish the fire may may have also compromised physical evidence at the scene. An official cause has not yet been determined. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are going to warm up in a big hurry as we head toward the weekend. Today, sunshine 47 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 10 to 20, gusting to 25 today. Clear tonight, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine 52. We'll get to 63 Saturday, near 70 by Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
99.7.
It's 8:05 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Friday Eve, of course, we're just ready for another weekend. We mentioned Mark Foster, lead singer of Foster the People, celebrating a 40th birthday today. Perfect opportunity to play Pumped Up Kicks. It's right here on Max FM.
Max FM.
When doves cry, there is Prince. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:13 right now. Finn, Friday Eve, which means we are just one step closer away from another weekend as of this point right here. It's just a little, you know, reminder that we're almost there. We've persevered this long, this hard, and we can hang in there just a little bit longer before we can officially enjoy the weekend.
This week hasn't been too bad, right?
I mean, yes, it's been okay. Along. It's moved pretty quickly.
Crazy weather, but yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, we knew that going in this week. We saw, if you were paying attention, you knew things were going to be very up and down. Now, today is a little special because it's leap day, right? And for those of you who work on salary, you know, it's only going to come around 4 years, leap day, that is. It's not so fun because you're working one extra day this year for the same amount of money, which is often still the case, even when the 29th falls on a weekend. Now, in normal years, 6 days of the week happen 52 times and one happens 53 times, but in leap years, 2 days happen 53 times. This time, we get an extra Monday and Tuesday. Lucky, lucky us. Yay. Yay. Couldn't have had an extra Friday and Saturday in there, right? But even when it was on a Saturday 4 years ago, the two extra days were Wednesday and Thursday. So if you get paid hourly, none of this is going to totally matter. It only affects people who make a set amount per year. But there's an ongoing debate about whether leap day should actually be an official paid holiday or if people should get some kind of bonus. A poll in 2020 found that 59% of us think that we should be paid for the extra day. But if you want to gripe about it to your boss, you better do it now. Your argument isn't going to hold much water the next time around because we get an extra Saturday and Sunday in 2028. So got to make those arguments and plead now. And hopefully, you know, you're not paid a couple weeks in advance or however it works because everybody has their own pay system. But, you should probably start petitioning at this very moment if you think you deserve the pay. Now, I'm not sure your boss is going to agree, but you can try really hard. I mean, it might keep you occupied on this Friday Eve.
We try to make it all work out for us, right?
But, right? Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So much we can do.
Now, it's also interesting because there's been a push to stop the madness of changing our clocks back and forth for daylight savings time, mm-hmm. but we can't stop doing leap years, by the way. So if you're a little upset that you and just realized you're not getting paid, just know that we can't get rid of the leap years. So obviously, this is a day that, as we said, we're only going to get once every 4 years, mostly. So have you ever wondered what would happen if we didn't have February 29th? It might be more dramatic than you actually think. Now, this is based on science, right? So it takes Earth 365.2 days to orbit the sun, which is 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 56 seconds. Those extra hours create enough time for one new day every 4 years. If we didn't actually add that extra day, the calendar would shift about 25 days every century, meaning that after about 600 years, Christmas would actually be in July. It wouldn't be just a cool sales gimmick for the stores to get us to buy more money. It would actually, or spend more money, it would actually be in July. So in that sense, we'd be in the middle of the summer, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. We wouldn't have any early winter Christmas again for about 850 years. So basically, leap years are pretty vital to keep the months in sync with the seasons and your annual events, including equinoxes and solstices. I know that was a lot of science early in the morning. Everybody calm down.
Yeah, I was trying to follow along, but yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's a reason why we have to do this, right? People have recognized the need for leap year for thousands of years, and current Gregorian calendars have been in use since the late 1500s. And if you don't know, the length of a day is also periodically adjusted by inserting a leap second because of variations in Earth's rotation. Unlike leap days, though, leap seconds are not added on a regular schedule because the variations aren't quite as predictable. The last time a leap second was added was on December 31st of 2016. So it's all science-based, people. Who would have thought? It's not just a fun day that we like to, you know, just talk about and tease our friends who were leap day babies. There's an actual reason why we have leap days and we have to have leap years as well. So it's kind of cool stuff when you think about it. Science is really pretty neat, really, when you start breaking it down and you look at all of it. And, you know, there's also the fact that when there's a leap day or a leap year, whatever you want to call today, there's some specials at different stores. Some restaurants are, you know, chain restaurants are having some specials today as well. So I guess if that's what it really means to you, you can go check all of that out. I prefer to look at the science of it because I think that's really cool, Finn.
Christmas in July.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it would be more, I mean, obviously it's going to take hundreds of years, so we wouldn't see it. But I think it is pretty fascinating that just by skipping a leap day, we would alter our calendar that much throughout centuries to actually move up Christmas. I think that's fascinating stuff.
It is.
All because of the rotation of the Earth around the sun. That's all you have to know. See, we scienced hard this morning. So, kids, you can skip your science class today.
You learn a little bit during the morning show.
That's right. Yeah. We try to educate here at the same time. Now, our education is not wise. It's probably way less than what you're going to learn from your teacher. So, listen up. But at the same time, you know, mom and dad, you can learn a thing or two as well. We're not too old to learn stuff.
Look at us. I mean, we're learning about taco holders and leap year. All in one episode of the show today.
I'm so excited about my taco holders. I still can't get over it.
Is that how you're going to celebrate Leap Day today?
Yes, it is. I'm going to stare at my taco holders, and I'm going to force everybody in this house to eat tacos just so we can use them. Of course, my husband, he ruined it all last night, though, because here I have the eggs and the sausage out, and I've got these taco holders, and I've got all the toppings. What's he do? Not make a taco. He makes a flipping burrito, which won't obviously hold. You can't hold it in the taco holder. I was like, seriously, you can't just indulge me for 5 seconds and make a taco? Anyway, he's like, well, I don't want all my stuff falling out because it's going to fall out regardless. That's not the point. It holds it up until you get there. Like, it holds it. You can make the taco because it's holding it.
He should have sensed your excitement over this.
Yeah, he did. He thought I was insane. He thought I was absolutely insane. Because here's the thing. We had to drop off the car at the mechanic. So I'm virtually carless today until they call and tell us what's wrong with the car. Smells like oil. I'm pretty sure there's an oil leak somewhere because, 217,000 miles. That's bound to happen, right? So we had to drop off the car at the mechanic, put the keys in the little key drop, which, by the way, I couldn't write on the little card. So Jeff, if you're listening this morning, I tried really hard. It was cold. The ink was frozen. So there was that. So I put the keys in the key holder and I hop in the car and I'm so excited about my taco holders. I talked about taco holders all the way from town, all the way until we pulled into the driveway at Goose Poop Pond. And he looked at me and he's like, you need to get out more.
Now, if I'm correct about this, you didn't go into the store exactly looking for a taco holder, right?
Well, I thought maybe they'd have them. I mean, let's face it, it's Walmart. So sometimes you can find some really cool stuff that you're looking for. Other times it's the stuff that you just absolutely need, right?
So the thought did cross your brain then. You were kind of like, you know, I'm just going to look for a taco holder. Right?
I was. I did. And so, but I figured that this was going to be something I was going to have to order online. I didn't actually think anybody around here would carry taco holders. And lo and behold, in a bin in the kitchen section, there they were, four for $3.97. It was the greatest moment of my life. And Dexter was with me and he's like, why are you so excited about this? I'm like, this is what happens when you get old and you've raised children. Taco holders are a luxury that you just can't even fathom. He's like, you are insane.
So 40 years down the road now, from 40 years from now, when you're being interviewed by Oprah, because, you know, Oprah will still be kicking it.
Yes, okay? Yes.
And she says to you, Maddie, looking back on your life, what was the most important thing?
Taco holders were the most important thing. I said to Corey last night, I said, maybe they're symbolic of something else that I'm missing in life. I don't know what it is yet, but maybe I need to figure it out. I don't know. Taco holders, people. It was way more exciting than it needed to be. But I am very, very pumped about these, and I will be using them later today with my leftover sweet potato and black bean taco mix to make more taco holders. Yeah. 'Cause, you know, here's the other thing. So I make my tacos last night, right? Bake it all scallops, delicious. Put a little lime, cilantro, honey sauce over the top. Delicious flavor, right? Love making sweet potato black bean tacos for myself. So then, because they're gluten-free, I take actual corn shells and I put a little olive oil on them, and then I put them in the oven and I bake them. So I don't want them crunchy, but they should be a little toasty, right? Because it's just got a much better flavor. Well, then they get a little hard. So then it's hard to bend those as well to keep the shape for your tacos. So in my taco holder, see, it's perfect because I put them in the slot, it holds it tight, and none of my toppings fall out until I actually get to the to eating the taco. It's really the perfect solution, people.
This is something where something similar to this where my wife would say the taco tastes better.
Yes.
Because of the taco holder.
Yes. That's right. Because all my toppings stay in place, or filling, or whatever you want to call it. Everything stays in place until I take my first bite, and it essentially ends up on my plate anyway. That's not the point. My husband pointed that out. He's like, you realize that all of the stuff you put in the taco, even with the taco holder, is still going to end up on your plate. Not the point.
That's not the point.
It stays together until I am ready to eat it. I don't want a salad on my plate. If I wanted that, I would just have a black bean and sweet potato salad. I want a taco. So see, that is not the point. Awesome. He obviously does not understand how the female brain processes this. He and Dexter are really, really not in tune with how this is all working out for me. Speaking of Dexter, so here's a fun scenario for everybody. Dexter's been talking to this very sweet girl online. Her name is Haley, and Haley lives in the state of Wisconsin, and not far, in fact. But they're going to be spending summer vacation up here in the Dells. And so we're talking August, okay? So I just want your opinion on this, because it's August, right, that they're going to be here, and they're going to be hanging out at a resort for a week, and it's part of her birthday gift, and because she wants to come up here and hang out with Dexter and all of this kind of stuff, okay? So I'm like, okay, that's fine. So her mom is adamant that she and I need to become friends and have conversations now prior to them coming up in August. I was like, it's August that you're coming. I don't know if I want to be your friend, but why are you being so pushy about this?
That's a conundrum, isn't it? It's a little off-putting
to have somebody who wants to talk that much about a trip that's happening in August. And I get it, and I appreciate it, don't get me wrong, because they would like Dexter to hang out with them for a couple days at the resort and hang out with their daughter. And I get it. They want to know us. They want to know him. They want to make sure everything's kosher. Can't we work that out closer to August? Do we really have to work out all the details in March? Now, here's the other thing. They've already bought my dog gifts. I was like, why are they buying my dog gifts? Like, that's kind of weird. They realized that the two of you were only 17 and by, I don't know, the end of April might not even be talking, right? Like, they get this. I was like, is there a wedding coming up that I'm not expecting? Like, are you dating this girl? And he's like, I don't want to date anybody. And she knows that. We're just friends. And I was like, so why do I feel like I'm marrying off my kid in some sort of arranged marriage or something? It's very bizarre. I don't like to be pressured like that, you know?
No,
I don't like to be pressured like that. It's very strange
it.
To me.
But if one parent is really, really pushing for it, don't you feel like you really don't have a choice?
I mean, I do. That's exactly. And I don't want to feel like I don't have a choice. And it's not that I don't want to talk to them, right? Like, I'm cool with that. It's fine. Right. I'll have a conversation. You are going to be spending time with my
kid.
It's
August and you got a little time yet. I don't
understand.
You've
already bought my dog toys and sweet potato treats. Why are you doing this already? Like, that's. That's weird to me. It's a little strange to me. Maybe they're just very nice people. I always see the nefarious side of things before I see the good side.
I'm the same
just how
way,
I am. But I just I feel a little like off put by the whole thing. Like, why do we need to become besties in order for our kids to hang out? Like, that's fine. I do want to know you if you're gonna be, you know, taking my kid to a resort. I want to make sure he's coming home with me. So I totally get the mindset there. But I don't think we need to have weekly conversations from now until August just to make that happen.
The not so stealthy way to check out to see if the other kid's parents are okay. Like,
well,
okay.
This mom sucks at it. She's not being stealthy at all.
She's not being stealthy about it.
Do you have something to add, Corey Hartman? Okay.
Maybe she was told you were a celebrity and that's how to get to know you.
Oh, yeah.
I have nothing to even say about that.
Yeah.
Look at me. I was like dumbfounded. I actually couldn't even make words when he said that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
that. See, there is that.
That's what it Big is. I'm excited about taco holders. I mean, I don't think Celebrity Dumb has anything to do with it
Hartman
at all.
Hartman might be onto something there, though. It could be, you know, get inside the house, see what kind of mansion these celebs live in.
Our three bedroom, actually two, because one, well, no, three technically upstairs. The rest of it's all downstairs, no egress, so it is what it is. But I don't know, it's very off-putting to me, and I will talk to her. I'll have the conversation. I find it pushy. That's what I find it. I find
stuff
it pushy
like
right
that
now.
Is always kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
And isn't it the mom? That always have to go through that? Because stuff like that gets brought up to my attention, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, no, I'm out.
You know, and here's the thing. I said to Dexter, I said, have you talked to her parents already? Oh, yeah, several times. I'm like, why? Why are you talking to? He's like, because she does online virtual school, so she's always at home. And so when she's online talking to Dexter, they'll be around as well. And so they have conversations. I'm like, why do all of my children, my two, have these girls that they start dating and they know the parents, they talk to the parents. I'm not even allowed to talk to the girl. Like, what is the deal? I'm like, are you embarrassed by me? And Dexter looks at me because I'm in the kitchen and I'm washing my taco holders and he goes, you're so excited about taco holders. He's like, do I need to say more? Word. Dexter, you know, word. That's all I got for you.
Yeah. You know, the ladies change it all the time. They always change it. And so my kids, of course, they've got girlfriends. One of Chris's kids has a girlfriend. And so now my wife is starting to discover this whole, okay, so now my son has a girlfriend. And now, you know, I mean, her son dated, obviously, in high school and everything. But now outside of college, now he's out there and he's in a relationship now. And with like my kids, what happens is now the holidays are completely different. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going somewhere with this. Just hang on for a second. So the holidays are completely different because now Taylor and Colin, they need to sometimes go to their ladies' parents' house to celebrate Christmas or whatever. So now my wife is starting, I'll throw her under the bus because, you know, last night's dinner and everything. So, you know, I think it was this year. Because we've been kind of dealing with this for a few years now, because then my kids don't wind up spending quality time with us on Christmas. But, you know, I mean, it's like, okay, I get it. They need to go spend time with their girlfriend's parents on Christmas, too, and everything. But my wife now is just kind of getting downright adamant about it. She's like, just because those boys have girls in their lives does not mean that those boys do not come up here and spend any time with us for Christmas. You know, it's like, okay, you know, fair point.
So does this eventually parlay into the Finns hosting everybody for Christmas?
Yeah.
Because that's how you get to see the boys at Christmas with the girls?
Thing. The older they get and the more they're involved in their relationships, the less you see them.
Right.
So I guess I would take this as a bonus, Maddie, even though this girl's mother wants to get inside
pushy.
Your celebrity home.
Yes, this is
check
exactly.
Stuff out. Yeah,
this is
but,
exactly.
You know, yeah.
I mean, I have no problem sitting down and chatting with her for obvious reasons. I mean, if you are going to be taking my kid for a couple days to shop and hang out by the pool at the resort, I want to know who my kid is hanging out with. I don't feel like I need to have a weekly conversation about it. I definitely don't need to start having those weekly conversations in March when this is not until the end of August. That's all I'm saying. It's all I'm saying. And you don't need to buy my dog stuff. My dog is fine. She's going
to
rip apart your little...
They're just trying to be nice.
She's already
Maddie.
Bought them, though. She's already bought the toys and the treats. The treats are going to be stale before they get here because August, people. So now that now I have to work in a time in my schedule to sit down with Mama and have a conversation with her. That's the other thing too. She won't do it by phone. She's got to do it by FaceTime. She has to do it by FaceTime. So I now I've got to actually see her in person. It's one thing to have the phone conversation. It's another thing to do it over the phone. My goodness.
Just hide that taco holder.
I know.
Decide she's gonna
maybe pull. Maybe I'll bring the taco holder up. Maybe that's how we'll start bonding because I have no idea who this woman is. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Lots of sunshine. Everybody can bond over a taco holder. 47 for a high today. Clear down to 32 tonight. Lots of sun. 52 tomorrow. Even nicer as we go through the weekend. 63 on Saturday. Near 70 on Sunday. Right now, it's 11.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all. But not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
It's time to save big during the SSM Health Davis Dewar Dean Eye Care Spring Sale. Whether you're shopping for playful, professional, or something in between, we offer endless combinations of frames and lenses to keep you seeing and living well. Our expert opticians are focused on you. Schedule now through March 30th and save 50% on frames. Visit ssmhealth.com/DDDsale for details and to find a location near you.
It's 8:34 right now. We hope that your morning is going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. Friday Eve, we're just kicking back now. Get ready for another weekend. Here's Steve Perry. This is O'Sherry on 99.7 Max FM.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dreamer, and I must have been someone else. And we should have been
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:38 right now. And, you know, Finn, sometimes when you get married, it's a little easy to become complacent as far as how you go about taking care of yourself, right?
That's one way of putting it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm trying to be nice to everybody here this morning as we all look at ourselves like, hot wife, chubby husband, classic kind of sitcom trope, right? But maybe it's not that unrealistic after all. In fact, a new study found that men are more likely than women to, quote, let themselves go and gain weight as soon as they get hitched.
What? No.
We need a study for this, right? I know. There's people out there doing the real science of stuff. Then there's the other people. We've talked about this. Men were about 5% more likely to become overweight within the first 5 years of marriage compared to if they'd stayed single, and almost 3% more likely to become obese. Now, the same wasn't true for women, though. One, pregnancy and other stuff got factored in, but the numbers for women were actually low enough to be statistically irrelevant. The results showed that once men get married, they tend to start eating more and exercising less. Well, yeah, I mean, it's easy to get into that. I mean, I totally get that.
Yeah.
Right? And it got worse and worse as the marriage continued. But the diet and exercise habits for wives stayed pretty much the same as when they were single. So that's kind of interesting. Women are like, okay, I'm going to take care of myself, cut my losses here kind of thing. Right. I don't know what the thought process is, but men are like, nope, I'm happy. I'm content. Forget it. So it kind of begs, begs the question, though, if you have a husband or a significant other who decides that they're not going to follow the normal trend for guys, I mean, what does that say? Does it say that maybe he's already questioning things, or maybe he's just one of those guys who really wants to be fit and take care of himself? But do you have to start asking yourself some questions at that point? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, but the thing is, too, that, you know, I mean, also, how long have you been married? I mean, over the course of time, I mean, you know, I mean, I was completely different 20 years ago, and now I'm just more comfortable in my lounge pants than I am in a suit and a tie, which usually what I was wearing when I first met my lovely betrothed, you know? I mean,
You know, and here's the thing for women. I would say that for women, maybe they keep up with the diet and the exercise a little bit more, but I don't think that means that they don't get complacent. I mean, I'm going to throw women under the bus here as well. I mean, my poor husband sees me in sweatpants more than he's ever seen me like in actual clothes, especially the last few years. So, I mean, we get a little complacent as well. You know, I mean, there's certain things that we just don't do quite as much as we used to once we get married. Maybe we diet as much. Maybe we worry about what we eat. Maybe we're exercising as much. But I think women maybe get complacent in a different way, perhaps, maybe. I mean, I'll say
how much of that do you feel like the honeymoon is over, and how much of that is just settling in and feeling comfortable with the person that you're with? Yeah,
I think it's settling in. I know that, you know, my husband, even if he'd love me to dress up a little bit more, probably doesn't care all that much that I'm in my sweatpants. And thank goodness he doesn't, because that's what I pretty much wear on a daily basis. Also because, you know, for a long time, I was always on the floor running around after kids, you know, or playing on games on the floor. So I don't need to look spectacular to do that. Now that my kids are older, I don't have that excuse anymore, but I still do all the laundry. I still do all the dishes, take care of the dog and all of that kind of stuff, do the dusting and everything around the house, which means my house doesn't care that I'm just wearing sweatpants. And it's way easier to do those things in just my sweatpants or leggings than it is to actually get dressed on a daily basis. But if you're one of those women who it does stay at home regularly and you get up every day and you put your makeup on and you put your jeans on and you look amazing. I tried that one time too when my kids were little. And then I realized that one of them was probably going to puke or snot all over me. And the instant I put something decent on, and it just became way easier and way more practical to not care.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and it's the same thing with dogs too, because, okay, I've got a whole bunch of black clothing in my wardrobe, you know, t-shirts, sweatshirts, whatever.
It's like a dog hair magnet.
I can't put them on because every time I put them on, I got to haul out the lint roller and take off all of the fur. Yeah. So it's like, all right, this is how I'm going to dress, and that's just going to be it.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's complacency or just the fact that you know what works after so many years of doing it, right? Like, I don't know if the honeymoon's over. Maybe it is, but honestly, I think it's just because sometimes you just got to do real life too, and sometimes real life is a little messy and a little yucky, and sometimes you got to be appropriately dressed to make it all happen. So, you know, I'm kind of in that vein. At least that's what I'm going to keep telling myself. Why I keep bringing out my sweats every single day.
Well, you speak for your gender, I'll speak for mine. Come on, guys. We can do a little bit better. Come on, we can up it a little bit, you know?
Right? I mean, ladies, I know I could up it in the wardrobe department most days. I mean, I know I could totally up it. But, you know, after I'm sitting there in the kitchen with the greasy pans and stuff, why would I wear good clothes to do that? Like, that's
Do you
not...
ever have a point, though? Do you ever have a point where you want to break free from
it?
And you're like, okay, today I'm going to do something completely different. I'm gonna dress up a little bit, you know, not wear the sweatpants, and
that means I'm going
out
to Costco when that happens. It's very
you
exciting.
Taco holders, come on.
When I break out the good jeans, that means it's Costco day. Oh my gosh.
Well, you could always have those $70 pair of wrinkle jeans, you know, that we were talking about.
I'll just make those myself. I'll be happy to make those myself.
That's just stupid.
It is really dumb. It is really, really dumb. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like lots of sunshine over the next few days, and temperature is going to increasingly keep getting warmer as we go throughout the rest of the week and into the weekend. Sean Cable's going to tell us about that in a moment. We'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger. Right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. Time once again for the Vintage Shop Hop. It's 400 different vintage shops and boutiques all across Wisconsin and Illinois. Many of the local antique stores and boutiques will be participating in this event. It's always the first Friday and Saturday of March and October. Opportunities to find some great deals on boutique clothing, furniture, and decor, jewelry, prizes, discounts, treats, fun, and games. Check out Vintage Shop Hop on Facebook to get all of the details. They also have links on their website, vintageshophop.blogspot.com. You can check out the shops in just this area or make it a road trip. Over 360 shops will be participating in over 145 towns and over 11,000 artisans and sellers all together. Get a link to the local shops that are participating again at Vintage Shop Hop on Facebook.
Oh.
And coming up on Saturday, March 2nd, it's another PHP Brat Fry fundraiser, this time benefiting the Easter Adoptive Family Program. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, a grilled brat or Italian sausage, all beef frank with chips, soda, and water. And again, this is all to benefit that Easter Adoptive Family Program. Your contribution will help PHP supply low-income families with all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. They're going to be collecting monetary donations starting March 1st, running through the 30th. I bet, again, a great way to support it is to get on over there on Saturday, PHP's headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for another great Brat Fry fundraiser.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to do it even faster? Get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here!
Test drive U.S. Cellular today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Race into your nearest local U.S. Cellular store, and we'll set you up in under 5 minutes for your no-cost 30-day trial. See us in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Section semifinal games all around the area tonight for girls basketball. In Division 1 for Sectional 3, Oregon, the one seed is going to be taking on Kettle Moraine. That's going to be at Wanakee High School. Winner meets the winner between Arrowhead and Verona. Division 2 tonight, Sectional 2, it's going to be Beaver Dam, the one seed, going against Watertown this evening. Winner moves on to the sectional championship game versus Pewaukee or Grafton. In Sectional 3 for Division 2, it's West Salem after getting that win over Reedsburg. They're going to meet on Alaska. Hilltoppers got the win against DeForest. Winner of that matchup will meet the winner between McFarland and Elkhorn. Again, all those games are tonight.
Baraboo will be the site for that sectional championship game on Saturday. Division 3 for sectional 3, it's number 1 Edgerton and number 2 Edgewood. That's playing tonight at Stoughton. Then at Lodi tonight, it's going to be Waupun and Lake Mills in the other side of that bracket. And in D4, number 4 seed Poinette will meet Winnebago Lutheran tonight at Partyville. In sectional 3 for Division 4, it's Nielsville and Westfield tonight as well. For the full bracket and all the details, of course, you can visit WIAWI.org. Bucks back on the hardwood tonight as the team is going to once again be taking on the Charlotte Hornets. They absolutely dominated the Hornets at the Fiserv Forum on Tuesday night, 123-85. This evening's game tips off at 6 o'clock. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are going to warm up in a big hurry as we head toward the weekend. Today's sunshine, 47 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 10 to 20, gusting to 25 today. Clear tonight, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 52. We'll get to 63 Saturday, near 70 by Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
99.7.
8:49 right now, Thomas Dolby on Max FM.
I'm
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:53 right now. And Finn, on this leap day, of course, you know, even though it's Friday Eve, we need a little reason to celebrate, get us closer to the weekend. There's a few calendar days that we need to touch on. Now, I was thinking about this, though, when I opened these up today to take a look at them. Does this mean, with since they're on February 29th, that we only celebrate these particular calendar days every 4 years? Or do they get pushed to other days because when it's a non-leap year? Like, now I have questions about this. So anyway, now I've got to figure out how all this works. These are the things that go through my mind in the morning. Today is Bachelor's Day. Obviously, we were talking about men getting complacent after they get married. Stay a bachelor. That's apparently what you're supposed to do to help you stay thin, obviously, according to studies. I don't know. It's also Digital Learning Day today. Obviously, we learned a few things about that and have gotten a little better at that since COVID. Yeah. I think all school districts had to pick up a few things and add a few things and make things better and all of that kind of stuff.
Still and kind of a learning curve, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. Absolutely. But I also look at all of the kids now who maybe, you know, a traditional school setting was not the right fit for them, have been able to flourish in their homes and still be able to get really great educations because of digital learning. I think it's really awesome. Adults who maybe want to pursue education, further education, or maybe finish degrees, digital learning is always a great option so that they can balance work and home and life and all of that kind of stuff and still do what they need to do. It is also International Underlings Day. Well, isn't that pretty much what all of us who work for somebody else are? We're just the underlings
just
in
underlings.
Life. Well, embrace our role as the underlings, though, today. I love that. Obviously, it is leap day, so leap year. So it is obviously one of the biggest days on our calendar. But it's National Frog Legs Day for pretty obvious reasons. I mean, frogs like to leap on leap day. And so, yeah, we celebrate the frog legs of the world. I guess if you really love to eat them, I don't know what the fascination with that is.
I don't get it. Yeah.
I don't understand frog legs. I don't want to eat a frog. I don't want a frog anywhere near my plate. But okay. I mean, each their own. I understand. Sort of. Maybe. Kind of.
It's to each their own, I guess.
Right? Exactly. It's kind of the same way I feel about oysters in general, or even Rocky Mountain oysters. Like, I'm okay. No. I'm okay with not doing any of that stuff. It's also National Surf and Turf Day. Speaking of fish on a plate, okay, Surf and Turf Day, I guess, if we must. Why would I want to ruin a perfectly good steak by adding fish to it? Like, I don't understand why I would want to do that. Why would I want to take my meat and then have it contaminated with fish? I don't want to do that. I get some people love it. I, for one, am not one of those people. So, no, I don't understand. Like, the meat smells amazing. Then you add the seafood next to it, and then it's like this weird concoction of smells.
Just turf for you is what you're saying.
No, I'm good. I don't need the surf part of anything. I am perfectly fine. You know, it's funny, too, because people always say to me, oh, shrimp is good. Is it really good? Unless you've got
shrimp.
It drowned in sauce. But that's the thing, though. People tell me it's good, but then these are the same people who go out and drown it in cocktail sauce just to eat it. And I'm like, if you have to drown it that much, is it really that great?
Yeah.
See, these are the questions I ask when I watch people, or they're telling me one thing and I'm watching them do something completely different. Lobster, I don't want to work that hard for my food, right? Like, I don't need to work that hard for my food when it comes to lobster.
I love lobster, but it really boils down to the fact of how much I love butter is really
right. I'm down for butter. I love butter. I just don't feel like having to work that hard, nor do I want to wear a bib in order to make it all happen. So
then,
I would have to wear the bib.
Crab legs are out then too, for sure.
No.
That's really working for it.
Right? I mean, as exotic as I get with fish is literally maybe mahi-mahi. That's kind of pushing it, and it's got to be covered with like mashed sweet potatoes and pineapple mango salsa in order to make it happen. Like,
see, that's
how
the thing,
I like
which
it.
Which is kind of interesting is because you do tuna.
I go in spurts and sputters with tuna, though. So, like, I'll be all on tuna for a really long time, and I'll eat a ton of tuna. And now I've got, like, two cans sitting in my pantry that I haven't touched in months. So,
You can't overdose on that stuff. Too much of that. Mm-mm.
Tuna is one of those things, though, for me, if I'm in a hurry, it's really easy, right? Because it's in a can. You open it up. It's still healthy, especially if you get it in the water. You dump all the extra liquid out. You can mix it with avocado. Sometimes I put cottage cheese in with it, whatever. Like, I can make something out of it if I'm in a really big hurry. And if I'm eating lunch way later than I should, it's not an overly big lunch, but it's enough to make me feel not hungry. So tuna is one of those things for me. Put a little hot sauce on it, little salt, little pepper, you know, some avocado in there, maybe some onion. Now you got yourself something that's actually tasty. I spit and sputter with tuna. I'll be really big on tuna for a while, and then it'll be months before I'll eat it again. I do love salmon. Salmon's good in small doses. Yeah. I can't do a ton of salmon, so small doses for me. And that's pretty much my extent with fish right there. I just named it. Done.
Go easy on the surf.
That's right. Go more for the turf. I like the turf part of it. It also smells better to me. The turf part also smells better. Yeah. Maybe it's the smell of fish that gets me or something. I don't know. There's something about it that I can't do. And when I make like my salmon, I'll make little salmon like bites where I mix in some asparagus and stuff, throw it, put a bunch of spices on it, throw it in my air fryer, and then I take it out. It's absolutely delicious. But I fry that stuff until like it is like a little crispy nugget. Uh-huh. I mean, it is so overly done, but that's the way I eat it. And I'm okay with that. I don't want anything gooey on the inside of my
fish. Well, that's the thing with fish. It's fish, but we don't want it to taste fishy. Right?
See? Yeah. Like, I feel if you have to go through that much work to make your food not taste like what it is, it might not be worth it. That, I mean, just for my...